In theory, the proposed agreements are supposed to provide a framework for using the water of the Great Lakes. In reality, they're about as leaky as a sunken lake freighter. The framework's there, but they fail to impose an overall limit on the volume of water that can be diverted, or who can take it. Not only that, but proposals to take less than 1 million gallons per day out of the basin won't require a region-wide review. Several of these smaller withdrawals could eventually add up to a whole lot of water. And whether it's one large pipe or a lot of tiny ones, the end result is the same. Given that the Great Lakes Basin contains 20% of all of the fresh water on the planet, diverting some of it shouldn't be a problem. Unfortunately, only 1% of that water is renewed each year. It would be a good idea to first figure out how much water can be taken out without disrupting the ecological balance of the lakes. Only once that's been done should we be looking at allowing large-scale withdrawals. And then there's the threat of trade challenges. Each state or province that approves a water-taking permit won't be paid directly for the water. Instead, they'll receive funding to upgrade sewage treatment plants or improve local habitats, for example. Recently, a Canadian nonprofit asked for a legal opinion about the agreements. The response was that linking the approval process to funding for public works basically means that the water is being sold. And under the terms of NAFTA, once you've identified something as a commodity, you can't restrict its sale. Canadians should be particularly concerned about these agreements. The Council of Great Lakes Governors drafted them, and although the premiers of Ontario and Quebec have signed off on them, in the end, neither province has the right to veto the decisions made by the council. In my book, that's a lot like being invited to dinner and then being asked to leave before the main course. And the reverse is true, too. If Ontario or Quebec approve a withdrawal, states in the U.S. wouldn't have the ability to veto the decision. We share these lakes. If we are all called on to protect the Great Lakes, then we all need to have an equal voice. That's why our federal representatives in Washington, D.C. and Ottawa need to draw up a binding international agreement on water withdrawals. If nothing else, the proposed agreements have made it clear that the Great Lakes must be protected. And with 40 million users already relying on this irreplaceable resource, we clearly need something better than these agreements currently have to offer.